Senators, and there's a new balance of power in the U.S. Senate. On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
A local political legend being laid to rest in Maryland. I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Prince George's County Schools update regarding a return to in-person learning. I'm Christy King.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A party for the new president. Demi Lovato performed with frontline workers during a virtual televised celebration. President Biden spoke at the Lincoln Memorial.
I've never been more optimistic about America than I am this very day. There isn't anything we can't do if we do it together.
Later, he and First Lady Jill Biden watched a fireworks show from the Truman balcony at the White House. The new president gets down to business today, taking on the coronavirus. Correspondent Deborah Alfarone.
President Biden is scheduled to unveil a national COVID strategy today and sign 10 executive orders aimed directly at fighting the coronavirus. They'll be added to the mask mandate on federal property he set in motion right after his swearing in. As part of the 10 executive orders on tap for today, those mask requirements will be extended to planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation.
The House will vote on the rule change for lawmakers who refuse to wear masks. In some places, they're running out of COVID vaccine. Jeff Wilson owns a pharmacy in Bloomfield, Pennsylvania.
Towards the end of last week, I asked for 1,000 doses, and they couldn't give me any kind of answer, and we were really putting the pressure on, and we finally realized that we're not going to get it.
They've canceled 23,000 vaccination appointments in New York City because of a shipping delay. There were anti-Biden, anti-police protests in the Northwest last night. Cairo reporter Gary Horker is in Seattle.
As the march moved on, windows were shattered at banks, at the old Nakamura Federal Courthouse, and any Amazon location were also targets. Police told us they were prepared for anything on Inauguration Day, but they were staying back until the damage began.
8 protesters were arrested in Portland. 3 National Guard members were killed when their helicopter crashed during a training mission in Rochester, New York. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter.
This is a burden. This is a heavy, heavy burden upon all of us. These are our freedom providers. And again, just showing again that the freedom is not free. We lost 3 great Americans today.
The New York National Guard and the FAA are investigating. S&P futures are up 6. Finally, a winner.
This is Powerball. Good evening.
Someone in Maryland bought the winning ticket for last night's $731 million Powerball prize. It's the 4th largest in the game's history and the 6th largest in all lottery history. No one had won since September. Same goes for tomorrow night's Mega Millions, which has now ballooned to $970 million. Dow futures are up 33. This is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 6:03 on Thursday, January 21st. 30 degrees, going up to near 50, though, today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, there is still a massive security presence downtown right now, with vehicle traffic heavily restricted as the sun is coming up this morning.
The streets of downtown D.C. are eerily quiet. I am standing in the middle of K Street right now with nobody in terms of people or cars around me right now, in the middle of the road. National Guard troops are set up on every intersection along L Street. You can travel along L Street, but you cannot turn south of L Street at any of the intersections. Once you get to K Street, you have fencing at every intersection to go any further south. There are entrance ways to get through, but as you get closer to Lafayette Square, there are a couple of people as close to Black Lives Matter Plaza as they can get. But even then, they can only go almost to 8th Street, not all the way there. Walking along K Street, John Doman, WTOP News.
I'm Dick Iuliano. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
And we hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Now, all the bridge restrictions put in place for security surrounding the inauguration are supposed to be lifted by now. That includes the Theodore Roosevelt Bridge, the Memorial Bridge, and the 14th Street Bridge coming in from Virginia. The 3rd Street Tunnel is now open between the freeway and New York Avenue. Check back with us for traffic on the 8s. We'll bring you the very latest.
6:05 other news. There is a new balance of power in the U.S. Senate today, and it could have a big impact on President Biden's efforts to pass new legislation. More on that with WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill.
We have turned the page to a new chapter in the history of our democracy.
The new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, now that Democrats control the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new senators, Georgia Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, and Alex Padilla, who will replace her from California. There was a humorous moment as Harris read the language setting up the fact that she's no longer a senator.
A certificate of appointment to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California.
Democrats and Republicans are now divided in the Senate 50-50, and the new vice president can have the deciding vote. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
A legend in Maryland politics who died last week is being honored today at the state capitol building.
The longest-serving state Senate president in Maryland's history, Mike Miller, was in that position for more than 30 years. He died last week at 78 years old after a long battle with cancer, and now Maryland is saying goodbye. Today, Miller's body will be escorted by state troopers from a funeral home in Clinton to Annapolis, and he will lie in state in the rotunda of the state house this evening and all day tomorrow, with visitation limited to invited guests only due to coronavirus restrictions. That will be followed by a private funeral mass on Saturday at St. John the Evangelist Church in Clinton. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Still to come here, some good news for restaurant owners in D.C. It's 6:07.
Hike the trail? Check. Order takeout? Check. Schedule heart checkup? Done. We've all adapted to a new way of living. Keep your health care on schedule with Johns Hopkins Medicine, where your health and safety are our highest priorities. We're ready to care for you through virtual and in-person visits across Maryland and the greater Washington region. Your health, our experts, safely caring for you. Schedule your care now. Learn more at hopkinsmedicine.org/safe.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. See, you have the power to help slow the spread. Actually, you could be a real difference maker and protect your family and loved ones, too. Here's how. Watch your distance. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too, no matter how far apart you are. And, of course, avoid crowds. Also, wear a mask. CDC reports that masks protect